Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Than my brother Eric. Eric, how you doing, man? Welcome back.
Hello there, sir. Hello there, my new death metal fanatic fan.
Yeah, clearly.
You look like you're just ready.
Yeah, just ready to love death metal forever. That's definitely what it is. I can't wait to go to every death metal concert. It's gonna be great.
Dude, we're taking you to Lorna Shore.
Oh God, that's the one I really didn't like. But yeah, we'll get into music. We'll get into music in a bit, but because I'm gonna have the playlist. I'm gonna at least have like the songs and the bands listed here, so we can kind of go through it one song each. I could just talk about it. Yeah, but before we jump into the music, how's everything else been?
Busy. Yeah, busy, and it's kind of about it, to be honest. Just trying to get some stuff taken care of. With work, still doing the stadium for Clippers Arena, or the Clippers Arena. Leaving Tuesday for Nashville to do our yearly conference thing. So all the managers fly out. They fly all the managers out there and do a whole thing. So kind of excited for that. Yeah, it's about to be we're in the holiday season. I mean, you know better than anybody doing your work, but it's just a close out to the year, man. And we do it all over. So I get excited for these months. Once October hits, once my birthday hits and like all the birthdays are kind of done, because September and early October kind of, there's a lot of birthdays, Once all that gets done, and even Britain's, it starts in end of August. Once all that's done and we get to Halloween, it's like, okay, now it's time. Like it's just cruise control, I guess. You know, it's my favorite time of the year. Cooler weather, holidays, movies, hanging out with the kids, family, all that shit. So
I couldn't agree more, though. Like once the holidays hit, you know, like you said, just right after September, towards the end of it, you get October. I just think it's amazing. You kind of do hit cruise control, and you kind of just kind of just go straight through the holidays, and it doesn't really stop, you know. And then honestly, you know, January and February kind of keeps riding off of that with Valentine's Day and Super Bowl. So I would say, from
Super,
like,
Bowl's cool. I hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I would say, like, you know, from now until like February, I would even throw March in there as like my favorite time of the year for sure. It's the best. The weather's perfect. Everyone's in a good mood. It's pretty great, man. And then, like you said, for my job, it's pretty insane, you know. Like, it doesn't really stop. You know, all of our stores are getting plus outs of, you know, pallets of wine and liquor. We have all these expectations. I think like this month right now, I have like 13 or 14 goals. So it's like each of these specific brands, I'm gonna have to be focusing on them. each month, you know, a whole new set of brands. We got incentives. So there's a lot going on, man. And it's really exciting. And I couldn't agree more. It's definitely the best time. How's the Zoom call?
I was gonna say, I didn't hear anything you just said. It froze.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what is up with our internet, man. It is just dog shit. So what was the last thing you heard?
Bus outs.
Yeah, you know, it's just the busiest time of the year. So it's pretty exciting to kind of just wrap it up and end the year on a strong note. You know, how long is your guys' meeting for?
It's actually not it is not really a meeting. It's just like a conference. This year is a little different. It's really going to be Wednesday and Thursday, mostly all day Wednesday. The cool thing is they're doing something different where everybody that's been flew in will actually stay at the hotel that they're doing the conference in. So down at the, you know, lobby level or whatever, or second level. Yeah. We'll be doing the stuff there, and then everybody else, and then so like me and everybody from my team flying in, they'll be staying at that hotel. Whereas like last year, they had people who flew in a little early that were staying at a different hotel, and they would have to get picked up and drove over to the hotel the conference was at, and then they booked a bunch of, I think they booked like three or four larger houses for like Airbnbs, and okay. We all stayed in some of those. So this time they're changing it. So it's pretty cool. So yeah, but yeah, mostly just Wednesday and Thursday. Some of the people will be flying out Thursday night. I fly out early Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
I land back out here in Ontario at like between 9 and 10 or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty solid week.
Yeah. I mean, I got to work today. I got to go down to San Diego and work at like 4 p.m. and then cruise down to the shop and grab some parts and go working overnight. So it's going to be a long, long night tonight. But it is what it is. And then I'll be off, technically speaking, Friday, Monday. And then I just have a cruise control week all week. So I'm not too worried about it. Maybe I'll try to take a nap beforehand, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a pretty crazy next 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, you know how I do things.
Yeah, dude, you're about to... That's insane. That's a lot of work. All right, so I'm glad everything's going well. Obviously, it's really cool to hang out with you and the kids yesterday morning. That was dope. But we can keep it moving along here to music. So we wanted to, you know... finally talk about it on the podcast. You and me have talked about it several times in the car, you know, as we're going to like concerts and shit. But I think it's time the conversation's had. Why I don't like death metal. Obviously, as so many people that listen to this podcast know, I like metalcore, hardcore, and, you know, a ton of other genres. You know, my library is extremely vast, but the thing you'll always find missing in terms of the rock genre and how far that extends is death metal. I'm just not on board with it. So Eric went ahead and made a playlist and put Ryan Hart's death metal.
Yeah. Ryan, for some reason, Ryan really does not like death metal. I'm not sure if you really like deathcore, which is basically the same, but a little more bop into it. There's a little bit of death. I think I left a couple deathcore, if you will, songs like the Darko song and the other Brand of Sacrifice song down below, but I think that was kind of it. So, you know, it's weird. It's an interesting thing where Ryan just decided that he didn't like death metal. Like the heaviest he goes is Ryan's weird because most people don't know this. He actually doesn't like metal. So if there's a two guitarists and one's doing a solo and it's, you know, that's just definitely not his other thing is just not that either. So it's a weird thing for Ryan, considering the other stuff that he listens to. So we make fun of him a little bit.
Cause it almost doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. Absolutely not. I mean, I, you know, kind of, I don't know. It's, to some degree, I guess it makes some sense. But I guess the progression, my progression was like, you know, Limp Bizkit, Korn and Linkin Park, Deftones. And then once I got a little more, or once I got a little older, a couple of years would go by and it'd be like, okay, well, what can I listen to that's heavier? And then it was like metal. And then it was like, you know, hardcore, metalcore, kind of, that was the big change. And then here comes deathcore stuff and then death metal. So like I there was always a progression, whereas you just stopped. It was like, you're like listening to, I don't know what you even started. I think you might've just started listening to mostly metalcore stuff.
Well, yeah, I would say like my exposure to metal was what, Trivium, Killswitch, Azalea Dying, but that's like, Trivium's metal. They're for sure metal, but
Trivium's metal.
Azalea Dying and Killswitch, you could say, are probably metalcore.
Yeah, I think so. But definitely Killswitch.
Parkway Drive is
metalcore.
100% metalcore.
But you know, the funny thing is people would, you know, normal people who don't really listen to this stuff would listen to Parkway and be like, what you do to death metal, right? Where they're like, oh, this, the screaming vocals, screamy, and you know, so it's kind of interesting. But like I said, you listen to heavy vocals, but don't like death metal vocals. Well, I don't know. What to you is like what you don't like about death metal? That's the question. So,
this playlist basically solidified what I hate about it.
Then I got it good. I did.
Yeah.
Good,
so, yeah, so we'll just talk about what I don't like first before we just get into the few songs I actually really enjoyed. Jared kind of heard a little bit about it last night because he joined Halo with me at like fucking midnight. And we were talking about one of the songs and he's like, dude, no way. So
go ahead and then we'll get into the playlist.
So no matter what. Yeah. So like the general fact of why I don't like it is because of the tempo. 100%. The tempo across the board with the guitars, the drums, the scream vocals are taken to the next level where you just sound like a pig or a hawk. And I fucking hate it so much. Like, I'm not on board with it. I just, it's not for me, man. And then, yeah, like, it's just all of that. And then like the songs are too long. And then like some of them are like super epic, you know, like there's strings in it. There's a score behind all of the instruments.
Yeah.
Like, this is just too much, man. Like,
that's why I thought you would like some of these songs.
Am I like going to war or something?
Hell
like,
yeah, we're always going to war, dude. With fucking pigs behind us.
With pigs.
Fucking pig squealers.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just not on board with it, man. I just can't do it. Like, there was one song that was 6 minutes long. I think it was
Drone Corpse Aviator.
Oh no, The Dying Heavens by Worm Shepherd. I was like, this song's still going. Like,
oh,
I
dude,
was
that's
like,
such a good song.
I know it is actually like a good song. I just was like, this is like too long, man.
Can I ask you a question? What if and you know what's funny is I think they just released it. they did. I'll shoot it over to you. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway,
you don't have to.
If the vocals were not in there, what would you think about it then?
It's pretty good.
Okay, so what I want to do is send this to you.
Actually, I kind of want to go over the songs I actually liked first before we talk about the ones I hate.
So this just got released, which is kind of funny. I think it got released yesterday. Lorna Shore's album Pain Remains, but just instrumental.
Oh, okay.
But dude,
I'll have to check it out.
I mean, for me, which is hilarious too, because you love Lord of the Rings and dragons and knights, and like, to me, when the epic stuff and like the symphonies come in and like yeah, you were going to battle, like, dude, to me that's what you, like, I think that's what Jared likes about it too. I mean, I love that shit too.
I'm like 100% like sure that's what he likes about it.
Yeah, I can't remember what video I sent him, and I think it might have been a Worm Shepherd song, I could be wrong. And I was like, dude, this video, I even sent it to, I think I sent it to the group chat, and you didn't, of course, didn't fucking listen to it, I'm sure. But the video was epic. There's like knights and wolves and shit. And I'll have to find it again, see what that is. But I felt like that was right up your alley. But I guess not.
No.
You know, so is the biggest problem for you the vocals? Like, is that the main?
Or is it just like the machine gun double bass? Like, I fucking hate it. Like, it doesn't sound good.
Yes, it
sounds stupid.
Dude, did you watch did you watch that drum playthrough? The Lorna Shore guy?
No.
Oh my god.
Let me go over the fucking songs that I like, by the way. Jesus Christ.
We'll go through the whole playlist.
I know, but I'm just going to go over the ones I like first because it narrows it down pretty fucking quick. Because I only liked a few. So this is a song. Yeah, so beside Cliffs and Chasms, I told Jared I love the Kardashev song. And that's where he was like, oh my god. Because like it does sound good, man. It's a really good song. I thought Darko is dog shit.
I put that one death on there for... Go ahead.
Between Death and Dreams by Brand of Sacrifice was amazing.
So, yeah, and that song. But that one's not their heaviest. So
no, that's why it was good, because there's like a nice variety. I felt like you did that purposely. King of Ruination by Enterprise and Ben Durer was actually really good too.
So Ben Durer is the screamer singer, whatever.
No, I know where he's from. He's from Shadow of Intent. Wind for Wings from Fallujah was really, really good. Like, really good.
Fallujah's sick.
Yeah. So I thought.
Like one, two, three, four songs. Out of 13?
Yep. Yep. That's it.
Well, you know what? Okay, so be honest with me. Did you listen to the whole song of every song?
Besides Darko, I really didn't like it.
Yeah, that one's a little... The video's intense too, but anyway. You should watch the video for it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing last night, but I went ahead and just put the playlist on, and I think I finished at No Gods but our Flesh from Inferi. Mm-hmm. And then I finished the rest today. So, no, I wanted to commit to it. I wanted to commit to it for the conversation, because Jarrett really wanted us to have this conversation. I know he's going to listen to this. So, that was just like pretty much my take on it. It's just, I mean, they're all good songs. Like, nothing's like a bad song. It's just not mean, man. Like, I want the chugga chugga chug, you know? I don't want the fucking.
You gotta be diverse, dude.
More
diverse.
Where do you like some of the most diverse music fans that we know? Like, how much more diverse should I get?
You wanna have your brain melted right now?
Yeah.
I was driving, we were going to that show last night with Chris and I. And I don't know how it got brought up. I think I was talking about Christmas presents or something. And Chris has never heard in almost 10 years, never heard You Plus Me. And I was like, dude, what are you talking about?
Well,
and the other reason it got brought up, huh?
Chris is a little stupid.
Yeah. The other reason it got brought up was because, you know, Mary and Raquel had just seen Pink like 2-3 weeks ago. And then also, you know, in September, Raquel went to go see City in Color. So it's like a double whammy for her, you know. But wait, I had no
idea. Okay, hold on. Let me pause you real quick, because you're probably going to lead up to it, but I got to say it in case I forget. So when you brought it up, like, oh, did Dallas Green show up? Like, no one got that connection when you asked it to him. And that's probably why, right?
Oh, probably,
He didn't even know that they collaborated on an album. And
yeah, a full album that's really, really good, except for one song.
Okay. You want to share that song? You sound very
passionate. I don't even know what it's called. I don't remember.
All right, we'll stick to the playlist for now before we move on to concerts and stuff. Yeah, so the playlist is good. I don't think it's bad by any means. I just, you know.
Okay, well.
Tea.
The breathing process, you weren't in on that, huh? First song?
No, I hated you for that first song.
Damn.
I think I rolled my eyes like 30 seconds in.
Well, that was
honestly, the Lorna Shore song was tough, too.
Dude, I don't understand that. It's so epic. It's so good.
But like, I think I listen to music for melodies, not like how epic a song is, you know. I play epic video games that have epic scores. So
you
I think
have
like
epic assholes what you have.
So I think I already got my fix of like epic music that I don't need it everywhere.
Well, you know, and what's funny is a lot of people would tell you to fuck off cuz Lorna Shore is blowing up, which is pretty funny, but that's probably mostly because of TikTok stuff.
It's because of TikTok. And what's his name? Will or whatever?
Will Ramos. Will Ramos. Ramos. But they're
that dude good. Has range.
Yeah. Arcspire. Not down for that one, huh?
Fuck no.
That's such a good song too. You know, that one I threw on there as I know the song well. I know that it's heavy and it's very fast. But actually I threw it mostly on there for the vocals.
The vocals were good, but I saw the name Drone Corpse Aviator and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, it's fucking so sick. I want to see them live. Shadow of Intent. You know, that's their newest song. I figured you might be okay with them considering their first album. I think you listened to a little bit because of Halo. And Kardashev, that one was a layup, I thought, because it's a really beautiful song. The music video is very cool too, if you ever get a chance to watch it. And the guy's vocals are, he has a really, really good range. I can't remember the guy's name. But yeah. Beside Cliffs and Chasms, Kardashev. Great album.
It's a great song. But I noticed that real quick too, because Shadow of Intent is like obviously a ship in Halo. And I know their first record was very much like a Halo record in terms of the song titles, not so much just the lyrics. I think there's only a couple songs that really did it with the lyrics. But I noticed they kind of dropped that whole thing since then.
Yeah, Halo sucks. So, I mean, they got to drop it. They just got the ball rolling.
You motherfucker.
Well, I mean, they can't. What are they going to do? Do freaking. They can't just play Halo songs.
They could have done like a Flood record or something. They could have done something cool.
That would have been sick, though.
Yeah, the but whole artwork's just don't like even, Flood and shit.
Yeah, the vocals just sound like the Flood.
They're already almost there. They might as well just commit to it.
Hey, fuck you, man. Shadow of Intent's sick. The Darko song. Darko's very interesting. Like the new song, Rampage, I think is called. What is it called? I think that one you would like. Okay. But that's more like deathcore, almost more metalcore-ish. Like Darko is another band that's kind of blown up. It's two freaking guys. And they just keep pumping out music. I think they've pumped out like two EPs and two full lengths in like 3 years or something. Yeah. And the singer was ex Lorna Shore. He's currently Chelsea Grin. And then the guy who does most of the instruments, if not all of them, is the, I can't remember his name now, but he used to Baby J or something they call him. He used to be drummer for Amur. Drummed for Spite. And then now he just does this, I believe. That song's pretty tough. I mean, it's kind of all over the place. It's fast. I think there's a lot of tempo changes. Or actually, I think it just keeps track, like just pace. But I thought, you know, that would be kind of a fun one for you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yeah,
Aborted. You know, I don't listen to a lot of Aborted, but I did like that song a lot. You know, the other thing that's really cool about death metal is honestly the covers.
You know, the covers, the song titles, the band song titles names, are fun. The band, yeah, members. The band names. I feel like you have to be a psycho to do all this.
Hell yeah! You know what's funny is a lot of these guys. You know, they're just cool dudes,
like really nice people.
Yeah. Well, that's like the singer or screamer or whatever from Cannibal Corpse. Yeah. And if you look, he's been in there forever now at this point, but all their song titles and all of their lyrics are just fucking crazy. Like Fuck You With a Knife.
Yeah.
I think is a song or something like that. And even, you know, and I didn't even put it on here. I'm sad. I didn't put on Infant Annihilator. But yeah. They're sick, dude. All right, keep going. In Fury, you know, that one, that's a new band that I've come across, and I just, that song, I just really enjoy that song. It's pretty epic and stuff. It's long, like you said. Brand of Sacrifice, I took it a little easy on you because that's their newest EP. And like I said, that's more of a metalcore style song.
Yeah.
The electronics good. In the background are really fun. It starts off. And then I think there's like a choir section in the beginning.
Yeah, there's like a clean vocal outro. And like, it was just kind of nice. It was like a, it was a nice build up to it. I thought this song all around in terms of like creativity was pretty good.
So that EP you'd probably really like because it's pretty consistent like that. There's a little bit of death metal in there somewhere, but that one I think is one of their softer, you know, bunch of music, if you will.
Yeah.
Worm Shepherd, I've just been, I found that them from this record label, Unique Leader Records. And I just love them so far.
And are they a newer band or?
They have two full lengths, and this on the Dying Heavens is off of their newest EP that came out like a month or two ago. World Under Blood, that one is just one of my favorite like random bands. They did one record probably like 10 years ago or something, and it is 12 years ago, 2011. It's a drummer from Tim Yin or something like that was on it, and then he's from a bunch of bands. Very technical, very fast drummer. And then CKY's singer is the singer guitarist. So for him
Isn't
to change
CKY
it up.
CKY like a rock band?
Yeah. The Jackass song. It was like a big song. If I played it, you would know it.
Oh, okay.
But he was doing CKY and then he ended up playing this. And so I don't know. I just really like that song. That album's pretty good. It's kind of a different one. And then the new Enterprise Earth song is really good. That one's a little bit less death metal, I think. You didn't like that one? Or you thought it was too long?
I thought it was good.
Oh, okay. Their stuff's really good.
I thought it was a good use of Ben Durer because Ben was also on I Am Abomination.
Yeah.
He's on one of their songs, and I thought he crushed it. Like, he just flowed so well with Phil.
He's funny because he's on a fuck ton of songs.
He's a great vocalist. I like him a lot.
And then Jared added the Wind for Wings Fallujah song, which that album, I believe it's called Dreamless. I could be wrong.
That was a great finisher song to the playlist.
Yeah, that album's 2016, but it's very good. And actually, their new one is really good too, Empyrean or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. Good job, Ryan. Good on you for at least trying and maybe finding a couple bands. I salute you. You know,
that's what's up.
See what else you can find, dude.
Yeah.
But I think that Fallujah song album you would really like, and they had one from last year, 2022, Empyrean, which was really good too. So
got it. Nice.
They have elements of death metal, but they definitely have some slower tempo change, metalcore type stuff. You know,
got it.
Boppy, groovy type stuff. So I think you might enjoy that.
Right on. Well, moving along, that's an awesome playlist. We might have to do more playlist reviews in the future because it's actually pretty damn fun. So you went to a concert last night. You saw Polaris, Currents, and Valerials.
Valerials.
How was that?
Valerials was started it off, and like I told you earlier, Chris and I were really surprised by them. I've listened to them, not ritually or anything, but they do have a couple songs I actually really like, which they played two of them. And they sounded really good. Energetic, opened it up, sounded really good. Drummer was fucking good. Singer was jumping all over the place. So really they reminded me of, like Chris and I were saying, basically the guy that looks like Daryl Palumbo from Glassjaw, but they all sound like Immure in a way. So they definitely were really good. And then Currents was next. The only downside to Currents, they played really good songs and they sounded good, except the vocals were not turned up. They needed to be turned up more. Yeah, which kind of kills me. And it kind of killed it a little bit.
Sick Daryl reference. I miss Glassjaw.
And then, you know, go ahead.
Well, no, like it just reminded me of like the Ghosts Inside when we saw them last year with the Day to Remember. And you know, at the Five Points Amphitheater, and Ghost Inside, for whatever reason, was just like, the sound was just abysmal, and it kind of ruined their set entirely for me. And then Currents, I feel like if you go to see them, I mean, yeah, they got great music, but I definitely think like their vocals are what you're there for too, is like, to obviously get the full package. So it kind of sucks if that's not like dialed up the way it should be. Which has happened a lot over the years, yeah, in our, you know, in the concerts we go to.
Well, when they, you know, the vocals get drowned out by, you know, everything else, kind of sucks. But like I said, they did sound good. It was just the vocals needed to be higher. And then, Polaris was cool. Met Jamie when we bought some merch. He was there. Just kind of said what's up to him. Nothing major.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. And then they sounded really good. It was kind of interesting. I mean, I didn't realize they had that much of a following, I guess, but they, you know, there was a lot of people there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they did talk sort of about Ryan, their guitarist, who passed away like a month ago or something, 2 months.
Yeah. It's very recent. It's like literally weeks before the record came out.
Yeah. They did talk about it real quick. I couldn't hear everything he was saying because I was off to the side at that point. But then everybody kind of pulled, you know, they were cheering for, you know, saying Ryan, you know, chanting his name, and it was kind of cool. You can see they were getting a little emotional or whatever, but it was cool.
Nice.
So all around, it was a good show. Fun time.
And then the other thing music related I want to talk about, because I think we're getting very close. I think there's been a lot of really good music this year. I was kind of looking at the 2022 playlist as well that I have, and like, there's a lot of good music from last year. So it's pretty crazy to have, like, I just feel like music in general has honestly been pretty good for us. But are you thinking about what your top five records are going to be for this year before we do our best of episode with Brian, hopefully?
There is one. I can't think of what it is now, though. Shit. I don't remember what it is.
Oh, God, that snuck up on me.
Trying to think of what record I couldn't stop listening to.
I'm glad I muted the mics in time.
I mean, Amity Affliction's up there.
For sure. I'd say Polaris, Amity Affliction.
Polaris is good.
I wanted Silent Planet or Holofront to be on there, but I don't know if it's going to be honest.
I haven't listened to them yet.
They're just so Silent Planet's good. It's not bad, but it's kind of whatever. And then Holofront, I just felt like the singles were just like the best songs, which is fine because they're really, really good singles. Holofront, I haven't even gotten back to yet, which I feel like says a lot, because usually when I latch on to a record I like that just comes out, I pretty much repeat it constantly.
Yeah.
And honestly, Veil of Maya, it's good, but again, like, I didn't really like the whole thing.
There's a couple songs on there I didn't care for, but for the most part, I did like that one.
I'm going to put Hail the Sun up there because I really, really enjoyed it.
That's a good album. It's a really good album.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. And then, yeah, I don't know where I'm going to go after that. Oh, yeah. Crosses for sure.
Crosses?
It's so good. You didn't like it? You didn't like it?
I mean, I like some of the songs. Not the whole thing. You know what album I really enjoyed that I couldn't stop listening to, which would probably be in there, is Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's a good album.
Yeah.
So maybe so, like Amity, Avenged, Invent Animate.
Well, sometime in December, we're going to record that podcast. So we'll see how it goes. We'll have Brian on.
Currents.
Yeah. Like I said, I need to listen to Silent Planet again. yeah. So yeah, a lot of new music coming out next year. Pretty excited to see what happens with that. And then we'll do our top five records podcast, and then kind of go from there. But to wrap up this one, do you want to talk about South Park or Gen V? South Park. Yo, what's up, Matt? Our cousin Matt's in my TikTok chat. What's up, man? Looking good. Nice. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, man. But yeah, I thought South Park, you know, the Pandaverse was honestly funny as shit. I had heard that, like, they make fun of Kathleen Kennedy, and I was like, oh, it's probably like a gag. No, it's the whole damn special. And even to the point of, like, the logo, the Disney logo, I thought it was really hilarious, man. And, you know, I didn't really care about how it ended. It's not like I'm watching South Park for the story and the continuation.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say the special kind of really starts on a strong note. And then I would say, like, the last 15, 20 minutes are like, meh.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Definitely comes out strong. Definitely has the laughs and the jokes. And then it kind of falls flat a little bit. Yeah. I think it was hilarious. I think, you know, I think it was actually really funny because the jokes and really all dialogue throughout the whole thing were just like straight up for the jugular. You knew exactly, like, this time they didn't really kind of hide it. It wasn't like a metaphor. Like, they were telling you, like, it's fucking Kathleen Kennedy and, you know, this, all this stuff. So it was hilarious. It started off really good for sure.
I couldn't agree more. I just felt like the jokes were just so straight to the point. Nothing was held back at all. And it was honestly fucking hilarious. And I appreciate them kind of bringing back an old joke, which is Cos Mom's a big fat bitch. So,
oh yeah, that's yeah.
From the movie. That's in reference, well, to the movie
from the 1990. Old stuff, but also movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, like, the movie's probably where that started. And obviously they kept it in the show, but I haven't heard that in a long time. So, for Black Cartman to keep saying it was like just kind of the best. Hey Kyle, is your mom still a stupid big fat bitch? Like, it was great, man. I really enjoyed it. I grew up loving South Park. I think South Park is just amazing. I love their episodes and honestly the storylines they got. It's just crazy as shit. So it's like really cool to still watch something brand new from them in 2023, and it still kind of hits its mark for the most part. So that was a really fun watch. I mean, we were pretty much dying there in like the first 5 minutes. I mean, it was just like so quick to get to the good jokes. So that was nice. So I highly recommend that. Go check that out. And then the other thing we wanted to kind of touch on, I just finished it moments before we hit record, was the Gen V season finale. We've loved The Boys since it came out. I mean, I think it's a great show. It's great cast, great writing. Gen V, I didn't know what to think of, like, a spinoff. So I think that's why I've pretty much enjoyed it for the most part, because it was just like I had no real expectations besides the gore, of course. What were your thoughts on the season overall and then the ending or the season finale?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I didn't know what we thought it would be, but love The Boys. So anything kind of related to it made sense to me. I liked it 100% the whole way through. When the show ends and you want more, that's always a good sign.
Yeah.
You know, the episode's in. So it definitely kept up with The Boys as far as the gore, the comedy, good story behind everything, interweaving Homelander and that plane crash with Shetty and this and that, which, you know, kind of you don't get till mid season, which is a good thing. You know, they don't just kind of throw it out there, give a little bit of reason why, for everything. And then, you know, bringing in the Ashley from Vought and, the senator, I can't think of her name. Just kind of all that stuff. And then at the end, when Homelander actually shows up and he doesn't really even say much, it was pretty cool. So I'm definitely excited for it. And then you saw the credits, end credits?
Nope. Whoops. What was that?
I mean, it wasn't much. Somebody's just walking. And I think they're in the woods facility, and it's Butcher. And I think he says something like, oh, you fucking cons, or something.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to go back and watch it. It's like a real quick, like 30 seconds or something.
So it's probably him following up of the aftermath, and that's how The Boys season five is probably going to start with them, you know, probably getting those kids out. I don't know. The Boys is getting into like a weird, like, Marvel post-Endgame where like, yeah, I don't know what's going on anymore. So
yeah, kind of. Hopefully that doesn't end up happening and failing, but I don't think it will. I think they can do a lot of different things. And I think they've shown that they're not afraid of doing a lot. So I think that kind of doesn't, you know, not having those limits kind of helps, I feel like. I mean, well, it's kind of like I said, the gore, the nudity, the ideas that they've had for different heroes, if you will. And I think they do a really good job with the story. You actually care about some of the characters. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just like, it's tough, you know, because there's so many great stories that we love out there, you know, like Star Wars. I mean, so many franchises that we love their stories and the characters and the actors. You know, Marvel. I just brought it up. Marvel is one of them. But it's almost like I kind of want it to end. And I think Boys is like at that point. But it sucks because I think like Carl Urban's fucking insane. And I think he just crushes it. So it's definitely tough as a fan because I want it to end. But then I'm like, ah, man, every time they release something new, I'm like, this is badass.
Yeah.
So it's a tricky one, but I hope that it all ends on a good note. I mean, I don't know what happens in, I think, the graphic novels or the comics. So I guess I could probably look at that and see what they're going to probably aim towards. Because if I'm correct, I think they're keeping it pretty close to the source material.
Well, I just wonder if Gen V, if like this is a one-off season and that's it, or are they bringing it into the Boys, or like what are they going to do there? I feel like they kind of have to. I mean, the Woods has been exposed. The college is probably going to go down. I mean, what else could you go back to?
Yeah, I don't know what else they could really go back to because they already fleshed out all the characters. I think the only thing that's really left open is Marie just seeing her sister again, but I wouldn't really say that's worth. That's not really worth anything at all besides maybe a 5-minute scene. So
yeah,
I think it'd be smart for them just to connect those characters to the Boys, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I think season 5 of the Boys, again, whatever number it is now, is probably going to lead them with Butcher and Mallory trying to figure out where those kids are. No, they're not kids, but the four that are left behind in that room, maybe to go get them. I guess I don't know. It's a tough one. That's why I say like the show is just at like a weird point because it's like, you know, the heroes got to fight heroes, but everyone wants to kill the heroes. Butcher hates all the heroes, but he's taking Compound V himself, or like the temporary one. You still have Soldier Boy out there too. I don't know. I'm excited to see where it goes. Ultimately, I think it's going to be good. Again, I just think stories get to this point where it's like, you know, shit or get off the pot kind of thing. But yeah, I think the season's great. If you haven't watched Gen V, if you haven't watched The Boys, please do yourself a favor and watch it. Don't watch it with someone who's afraid of blood. If you watch it with someone who's, yeah, don't watch it with kids. Don't watch it with someone who's scared of blood. Don't do that. That's the biggest mistake you can make. But yeah, I think The Boys is great.
Or watch it with your parents. Probably don't watch it with your parents. There's penises
Yeah. People blowing up, heads blowing up. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, Eric, is there anything else you want to talk about before we kind of wrap this up?
No, Ryan, I think that's it, man. Appreciate you having me on.
No problem. I appreciate you coming on. It's always fun to talk about death metal and why I don't like it. It's a work in progress, I guess. It's not going to probably change, to be honest, but, it was still a really fun experiment to like listen to a playlist and completely report on it and discuss it. So I thought that was like really fun. I'm definitely not opposed to doing that again. I know Jared's gonna appreciate this at the very least, and honestly that's all that matters, is at least one person out there gets something out of it. That's all I care about. So we'll go ahead and leave it at that. Eric, thank you so much for being on. Is there anything else you want to say before we close this out right now?
That's it, bud. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.